Democratic committee members in the city of Syracuse started interviewing candidates this weekend as they decide who they'll support for an open mayoral seat. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one more mayoral hopeful has joined the crowded field of Democrats hoping to get that nomination.
Juanita Perez-Williams announced this weekend she will jump into the race following a grassroots campaign that urged her to run.
For me, it was just more and more of really realizing these folks wanted me to come out and do something.
Perez-Williams is a U.S. Navy veteran. She has a wide-ranging resume, an attorney with stints at Syracuse University, the State Attorney General's Office, Corporation Counsel for Mayor Stephanie Miner, and most recently, the State Labor Department. She says her priorities are to see that Syracuse isn't defined by poverty and crime, and she promises to lead from the ground up.
For me, it starts in the neighborhoods. Block to block, determining what is it that the city voices are asking us. They want revitalization. They want safety. They want people who are there to make a difference for them.
Perez-Williams says if she doesn't get the party designation, she'll take her campaign to a primary in September. Also looking for that designation, City Auditor Marty Masterpol, Common Counselor Joe Nicoletti, City Innovation Director Andrew Maxwell, and former mayoral hopeful Alfonso Davis. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.